Good morning. It's December 6, 2025. Here are today's top stories from Sigma Speaks. For your personalized updates, download the Sigma Speaks app.
This commentary focuses on the recent downgrades in market performance of Mid-America apartment communities. In its latest coverage, MarketBeat reported that investment analysts at Scotiabank have lowered their rating on Mid-America apartment communities from sector outperform to sector perform, setting a price target of $142 per share, which suggests a potential upside of about 6.91% from its previous close. Other analysts have also adjusted their price targets. For instance, Evercore ISI reduced theirs from $153 to $144, while Mizuho moved theirs down from $150 to $146. Meanwhile, Royal Bank of Canada cut their target from $143 to $141. This flurry of downgrades indicates a cautious sentiment around the stock. Currently, the consensus rating for Mid-America apartment communities stands at hold, with an average price target of approximately $154.95. The company opened trading at $132.82, reflecting a market capitalization of about $15.5 billion. Despite missing earnings expectations by a small margin in its latest quarterly report, the company still reported year-over-year revenue growth. Interestingly, the chief executive officer, Eric Bolton Jr., recently purchased additional shares of the company, signaling confidence in the business. Institutional investors seem to be actively adjusting their positions as well, with significant stake increases from large investment firms like Norges Bank and UBS Asset Management. This suggests that while the stock is facing some downward revisions, there is still considerable institutional interest. Overall, as the market navigates these adjustments and analyst ratings, it will be important for investors to watch how Mid-America Apartment Communities responds in the coming quarters.
This report focuses on the latest analyst ratings and market activity for Western Digital Corporation. MarketBeat recently noted that China Renaissance has initiated coverage on Western Digital, assigning a buy rating with a price target suggesting nearly 20% upside from its current value. This follows a series of positive assessments from other analysts, including Cantor Fitzgerald, which raised its target price significantly, and Bank of America, which also upgraded its price target. The average analyst rating for Western Digital stands at a moderate buy, with a consensus target price around $164.70. In addition, the company's stock has seen a notable market performance, opening at $161 and achieving a market capitalization of over $55 billion. Interestingly, insider transactions have also caught attention, with key executives selling portions of their holdings. This raises some questions about the management's outlook on the company's prospects. Institutional investors dominate the ownership landscape, holding over 92% of the stock, which indicates strong confidence in Western Digital's future. Overall, the sentiment around Western Digital appears bullish, bolstered by recent analyst upgrades and solid institutional backing. But potential investors might want to consider insider selling trends as they evaluate their options. This report highlights Oculus Holdings' advancements in its late-stage ophthalmology pipeline. In recent commentary, Stock Titan noted that Oculus is set to showcase its innovative projects at the upcoming Isolator and American Academy of Ophthalmology annual meeting in Orlando. The firm will present significant updates, including the progress of its drug Privosegtor, which is advancing into registrational trials following a successful meeting with the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. This drug aims to treat acute optic neuritis and has shown promising results in earlier trials. Additionally, Oculus is expecting top-line results from its Phase 3 study of OCS-01, an eye drop for diabetic macular edema, in the second quarter of 2026. The company appears to be gaining traction within the ophthalmic sector, and their upcoming presentations will likely attract investor interest. Oculus has a strategic focus on addressing significant unmet medical needs in neuro-ophthalmic conditions, which could enhance its position in the market. Interestingly, the stock performance of VTRS, a peer in the sector, has shown mixed reactions to recent news, indicating that market responses can be quite specific to the events impacting individual companies. With Oculus's presentations on the horizon, investors will be keenly observing how these clinical developments might translate into future financial outcomes and overall market performance.
This report covers Viatris' agreement to sell its stake in Biocon Biologics Limited for a total of $815 million. In a new piece by PR Newswire, Viatris has announced that it will receive $400 million in cash and $415 million in equity shares from Biocon. This transaction marks a significant move for Viatris, as it allows the company to monetize its investment in Biocon Biologics while also regaining access to the global biosimilars market. The deal will also accelerate the expiration of previous non-compete restrictions that were established when Viatris sold its biosimilars portfolio to Biocon in 2022. This means that Viatris can now explore opportunities in the biosimilar space sooner than expected in markets outside the United States, with restrictions in the U.S. expiring in late 2026. The transaction is anticipated to close in the first quarter of 2026, pending necessary approvals. This strategic decision by Viatris, as noted by Chief Executive Officer Scott A. Smith, is aimed at enhancing their portfolio, which includes generics and established brands, thereby positioning the company for future growth. As Viatris continues to evolve, this sale represents an important step in their strategy to strengthen their market presence and expand their offerings.
This report covers the recent investment activities surrounding Medtronic PLC. In a statement, MarketBeat shared that Tema ETFs LLC has recently acquired a stake in Medtronic, purchasing over 20,000 shares valued at nearly $1.8 million during the second quarter. This move indicates a growing interest among institutional investors in the medical technology company. Other hedge funds have also adjusted their positions. For instance, Amundi increased its stake by nearly 19%, bringing its total ownership to over 5 million shares, valued at around $448 million. M Holding Securities added a position worth almost $1 million, while Marshall Wace made headlines by raising its stake by an astonishing 3,424%, now holding over 160,000 shares valued at about $14 million. Medtronic's stock performance remains notable, opening recently at approximately $101.93. The company has a robust market capitalization of around $130 billion and has seen its share price fluctuate between a low of about $79 and a high of $106 within the past year. The company's most recent earnings report showed that it exceeded analysts' expectations, reporting earnings per share of $1.36, slightly above the forecast of $1.31. This reflects a revenue increase of 6.6% year over year, with total revenue reaching nearly $9 billion. Moreover, Medtronic has announced a quarterly dividend of 71 cents per share, which translates to an annualized yield of around 2.8%. Contributing to the attractiveness for income-focused investors, analysts have been busy adjusting their price targets and ratings for Medtronic. Recent reports indicate that several firms have lifted their price objectives, with Barclays raising theirs to $111 and the Royal Bank of Canada to $118. Currently, the stock holds an average rating of moderate buy, with a consensus price target of approximately $110.44. In summary, Medtronic is capturing significant attention from institutional investors, and its recent financial performance, alongside a favorable outlook from analysts, positions it as a company to watch in the coming quarters.
This report covers recent analyst ratings and performance insights for Mid-America apartment communities. Data shared by MarketBeat indicates that the investment firm BTIG Research has reaffirmed a buy rating for Mid-America apartment communities, setting a price target of $160. This target suggests a potential upside of over 20% from the current price. However, other analysts seem to have mixed views. The Royal Bank of Canada has lowered its target from $143 to $141, maintaining a sector perform rating. Similarly, Barclays has reduced its target from $155 to $142, while Scotiabank has adjusted its target down from $162 to $146. On the other hand, Piper Sandler has also cut its price target significantly and assigned a neutral rating. Overall, the consensus among analysts leans toward a hold rating with a consensus price target around $155. Currently, the stock is trading at approximately $132, reflecting a slight drop of 1.3%. Looking at the company's financials, Mid-America Apartment Communities reported earnings per share of $2.16, just shy of analysts' expectations. Revenue also missed estimates slightly, although it did show a modest year-over-year increase. In terms of insider trading, Chief Executive Officer Eric Bolton recently purchased additional shares, which suggests confidence in the company's future performance. Meanwhile, institutional investors hold a significant majority of the stock, indicating strong backing from large financial entities. In summary, while some analysts see potential for growth, recent adjustments in price targets and missed earnings expectations suggest caution for investors considering Mid-America Apartment Communities. This commentary focuses on the recent performance and analyst ratings for Synchrony Financial. Fresh reporting from MarketBeat reveals that Synchrony Financial has maintained a neutral rating from Robert W. Baird, which has set a price target of $82 for the stock, indicating a modest potential upside from its current level. Other analysts have also weighed in, with UBS Group slightly increasing their price target to $79 while maintaining a neutral stance, and Morgan Stanley raising theirs to $82, reflecting an equal weight rating. In addition, Keefe, Bruyette, and Woods has a more optimistic outlook, raising their price target to $86 with an outperform rating. Bank of America also recently increased its target from $75 to $80, assigning a buy rating. Overall, there is a consensus that the stock has a moderate buy rating, with an average target price around $81.41. Synchrony Financial stock recently opened at $80.42, with a market capitalization of nearly $29 billion. The company reported strong quarterly earnings, with earnings per share coming in at $2.86, surpassing analysts' expectations. Their revenue also slightly exceeded forecasts, reflecting stable operational performance despite a competitive landscape. Notably, the company announced a significant stock repurchase plan worth $1 billion, which is often interpreted as a sign that the company's leadership believes its shares are undervalued. However, insider trading activity has included substantial share sales by company executives, which could raise some eyebrows among investors. As for institutional interest, there has been notable activity, with several large investors increasing their stakes in Synchrony Financial. Overall, while the outlook appears mixed, with some analysts recommending caution, the fundamentals suggest a stable position in the market.
This report discusses the recent appointment of Håkan Agnevall to the board of directors at Aptiv. As highlighted by the Globe and Mail, Aptiv, a global technology company focused on automation and electrification, has announced that Agnevall, who is currently the president and chief executive officer of Wärtsilä Corporation, will join their board effective December 10, 2025. His extensive background in electrification and international leadership is expected to enhance Aptiv's strategic initiatives and support its growth across various industrial sectors. Analysts currently rate Aptiv stock as a buy, with a price target set at $100. However, an analysis from Spark indicates a more cautious approach, categorizing the stock as neutral. This perspective stems from a combination of strong financial performance and positive earnings results, alongside concerns regarding market conditions and valuation metrics that suggest a bearish trend. Despite these mixed signals, Aptiv's ongoing strategic efforts and strong bookings in new business opportunities provide a hopeful outlook for the company. With a market capitalization of approximately $16.5 billion and an average trading volume of over 2 million shares, Aptiv remains a significant player in the industrial technology landscape.
This report addresses recent institutional investment activities related to Ingersoll Rand, Inc. A recent update from MarketBeat indicates that Tema ETFs LLC has reduced its stake in Ingersoll Rand by over 22% during the second quarter. After selling nearly 23,000 shares, the firm now owns just over 79,000 shares, which represent about 1.8% of its total portfolio. Other institutional investors are also making moves. For instance, United Superprietai LTD has acquired a new position valued at approximately $8.4 million. Meanwhile, Fisher Asset Management slightly increased its holdings by 0.6%, bringing its total ownership to nearly 6.9 million shares, valued at around $575 million. Nordea Investment Management has also boosted its position by 4.3%, while Mitsubishi UFJ Asset Management increased its stake by 14.5% earlier this year. In terms of insider activity, the chief accounting officer, Michael Shesky, recently sold a small number of shares, resulting in a slight decrease in his ownership. Analyst ratings for Ingersoll Rand have seen some fluctuations. Robert W. Baird lowered its price target from $103 to $100, but maintained an outperform rating. In contrast, Wells Fargo raised its target from $83 to $95, assigning an overweight rating. Overall, the stock currently holds a consensus rating of hold, with an average target price of approximately $93. Looking at the stock's performance, Ingersoll Rand opened at about $79.96, with a year high of $104 and a year low of $65. The company reported revenue of nearly $2 billion last quarter, which was slightly above analysts' expectations, although its earnings per share fell short of consensus estimates. Ingersoll Rand also announced a small quarterly dividend, reinforcing its commitment to returning value to shareholders. As a company, it operates in critical technology sectors, providing essential services and products worldwide. In summary, Ingersoll Rand appears to be navigating a complex landscape of institutional shifts and analyst scrutiny, which will be important for investors to watch moving forward.
This report covers recent institutional investments and insider trading activities in Fastenal Company. Insights from MarketBeat reveal that Tema ETFs LLC increased its holdings in Fastenal by approximately 34.8% during the second quarter, acquiring over 43,000 additional shares. This brings their total ownership to nearly 168,000 shares, representing about 1.9% of their overall investment portfolio. Other significant institutional moves include Brighton Jones LLC, which took a new position worth nearly $500,000 in the fourth quarter, and XTX Topco LTD, which invested over $500,000 in the first quarter. Notably, New Age Alpha Advisors LLC dramatically boosted its stake by an extraordinary 90,000%, now holding nearly 39,000 shares valued at over $3 million. In terms of insider activity, two directors have recently purchased shares, indicating confidence in the company's prospects. Director Sang-Hung Sam Soo bought 1,000 shares at an average price of about $49.58, increasing his stake by 11.11%. Similarly, Director Sarah N. Nielsen acquired 1,000 shares at approximately $39.60, boosting her position by 25%. Analysts have mixed views on Fastenal stock, with a consensus rating of hold and an average target price of around $46.32. Some firms, like JP Morgan Chase & Co., recently adjusted their price target upward, while others, such as Barclays and Robert W. Baird, have lowered theirs. Fastenal's stock opened at about $41.75. The company reported quarterly earnings of 29 cents per share, slightly below expectations, while revenue matched forecasts at around $2.13 billion. Fastenal also declared a quarterly dividend of 22 cents per share, yielding about 2.1% annually, with a payout ratio of 82.24%. This latest information reflects ongoing interest in Fastenal, especially from institutional investors and insiders, as they navigate a complex market landscape.
That's all for now. Thanks for listening, and have a great morning.